Gemara says on the top of Daf Kuf Kuf Gimel Aleph, the Darshan is the pasuk of Anina Sati L'cha Shchem Echad Alachacha Shalakachti Me'ad Emari B'chamer B'kashti. So the Gemara says B'chim Charbay B'kashti Alachach V'lok V'anema L'lok B'kashti Evtach V'chulei L'charbe Zu Tfila Kashti Zu Bakasha. So it's referring to his Tfila and his Bakasha. And the Rashbam says over here Zu Tfila Shispal Yaakov Abanav Mishir Zachel Luknas Abachar Me'isa B'tfilasai. So the Rashbam says it's referring to two things. There's the Tfila of the Yaakov Avinu Davin for his children and the Ma'isa of Shchem, and that he was zeicha to buy the Bechayr from Esav with his tefillah. And it's Paldik Azach, what does it mean? What does the buying the Bechayr have to do with anything over here? That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about how he was zeicha in the Shechem Echad because of his tefillah, but Lechayr getting the Bechayr has no shaychas over here. Why is Rashbam putting it in? And the even though it doesn't mention Esav, the Feresh, and the Pasuk, but Chazal do darshan over there, Rashi brings it down, that Miyad HaEmari, Emari is referring to Esav as well. So it is mashma from the Drash of Chazal that Esav also plays a role over here, and that's Mestama the Makir to say that it's referring to buying the Bechayr from Esav. I'll peep that Drash, but still remains Shver. What's Shaychus to buying the Bechayr from Esav? What does that have to do with this Tain over here? Vani Lakachti, Miyad HaEmari, Bechayr B'Kashi, what does that have to do with the Shechem Echad that he was giving him? So the Rashash over here asks this Kasha, and the Rashash is assigned to Rashi in Parshas Vayishlach, Lamed Vav Zayin, quotes on the Medrash, Amar Esav, in the Chelik Lo B'Matana, that Esav says, I don't want any chelik in the Matana of Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't want a chelik in the Galus of Kigeri Azarcha or in the Matana, and because he gave up his chelik in the Matana, therefore he was able to give it over to Yosef for Kvura V'Kaya Shor L'Kachti Al Aretz B'Chal Asher Nasim Ba'Li Yosef Chelik B'Chara. So it's referring to B'Chal that Yaakov Avinu, Esav gave up his chelik in the land, and Mele was able to give it to Yosef. But still, B'Chara Nami Yosef, What that has to do with buying the Bechara, what Shachas of the Bechara. Sounds like Esav just gave it up Snam, what Shachas of the Bechara over here. And I think the Pshat is, and maybe the Shash means this, it doesn't quote the whole Rashi, but Mestama, it's what Rashi says at the end of that Rashi. Rashi says that he's really saying two things, that Medesh HaGadah bin Yaakov Achiv, Mipnei Shtachar shol Gzeres Kigeri Azarcha Amuta Azar shol Yitzchak, Amar Eilich Limikan, Ein Lichelik Lom Matana, Shenosn La'aretz V'lo Bepron Hashtar. So that's the first thing that Rashi says. And then Rashi's Meisav, Mipnei Habusha Shamachim Bechurasei. Another reason why Esav left is because he was nisbayish, he had busha that he sold the Bechayim, because of that he left Eretz Yisrael. So the whole reason, lefi that Pshat Rashi, why he gave up his chelik in Eretz Yisrael is because of the busha that he sold the Bechayim. And the reason why he sold the Bechayim is like the Rashbam, that's because of the tefillah. So it makes a lot of sense why the tefillah for being kind of the Bechayim from Esav has a shaykhus over here, because that is the reason why Esav left, that's Miyad HaEmari, and therefore he was able to give that chelik to Yosef.